Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Page Podcast. My name is John Mayo. It has been nearly two decades since I've done one of these short announcement episodes. Back then, it was to announce a monthly Skype teleconference. This time, well, life happens. This episode is part schedule update, part public service announcement. The first, the schedule update, I'm going to be switching from our usual Monday-Friday release schedule with the occasional Wednesday episode to just Monday episodes for a little while. I'm not sure how long that's going to last. And those Monday episodes will sometimes be a movie spotlight or a television spotlight instead of the usual comic-centric episodes. The reason for that is I've got nearly a dozen movie spotlight and television spotlight episodes recorded, but unedited, with two movie spotlight episodes that are edited and ready for release. Now, I'll still be recording comic-centric episodes with James, but I've already had to reschedule on him twice with short notice in the past week and may have to do that again. So, alright, what's going on? I've told a couple of people this already, mainly the people in the book club and a few others and such. My sister and I and our mother had an eventful Memorial Day weekend. Fortunately, not as eventful as it very easily could have been. On that Monday holiday, my sister and I were preparing to watch some television, record an episode. We were getting a little bit later of a start on that than we had planned because our mom wasn't feeling well. Let me jump ahead, say mom's doing better now. But back on that Monday, things started to go downhill, far enough downhill that we took her to the emergency room, which turned out to be a very good idea. Now, it took the emergency room doctors a little while to figure out what was going on. A CT scan revealed an indication of something that caused them to call in a specialist while they ran another CT scan, and that second CT scan confirmed our mother had something called an aortic dissection type A. Now, keep in mind, with everything I'm about to tell you, on the medical side of things, I am not a doctor. I don't even like to watch doctors on television doing doctory stuff. I'm squeamish, as you all know. My goal here is to raise awareness. I'm not going to claim to do anything in terms of education, but you may want to do a little looking into this and do a little educating if it seems relevant to you. Now, this is something I'm sure most people have never heard about, which is a good thing because it's more than a little scary. There are two types of aortic dissections, unhelpfully named type A and type B. One can be treated with surgery, the other can be treated with medication. An aortic dissection type A is essentially a tear in the inner layer of the body's main artery, which is the one coming straight out of the heart. This is the type that needs surgery. And again, my mom is stable now. We're incredibly grateful and lucky she is still with us. When I say this is the type of aortic dissection that needs surgery, this isn't to find a good time on your schedule and find a doctor and schedule the surgery. It's a your surgeon tonight will be kind of surgery. So we were at that ER in that hospital. I mean, we had to go out and get some food at one point, but we were there till like 3 or 4 in the morning into that Tuesday. The surgery went well. It was successful in stabilizing her, but it was major invasive surgery. Our mother's not as young as she used to be. I don't think we're totally out of the woods yet, but we're definitely entering kind of a new chapter in her life and figuring out what that looks like and such. To give this a little context, if you are aware or remember what happened to the actor John Ritter about 20-some-odd years ago, he was on the set of 8 Simple Reasons Not to Date My Daughter or something, I forget the exact title, and he collapsed. Now, it was thought to be a heart attack, and it wasn't. It was this aortic dissection type A. And this thing's terrifying because stuff happens fast and without warning. Now, if anyone you know or love feels a sudden severe chest pain or like a tearing or ripping sensation, do not wait. Do not call for a doctor's appointment. Go straight to the emergency room. For my mom, getting treated promptly is why she is still here today. So I hope none of you ever have to experience this situation, but it's one where time is of the essence. I feel very lucky this wasn't a fatal cardiac event. Honestly, it would not have taken things going just even a tiny bit differently that Monday, and I wouldn't be telling you that she's recovering from surgery. I'd be telling you she passed away. The mortality rate for an untreated aortic dissection increases by 1% every hour it goes undiagnosed. Her surgeon told us literally within a minute or two of us first meeting him that there was an 80% mortality rate for this condition if she went untreated. So, like I said, life happens. And again, I want to stress the life part of it. Mom is still with us. She's awake. We've talked with her and all that stuff. She is recovering. So appreciate life. Enjoy it. Remember, life is short. It can end very abruptly. I experienced that with my father about 7.5 years ago. Do not take the people in your life for granted. Do not wait for a special occasion like a Mother's Day, Father's Day, or whatever to make that call, send that text, tell people you love that you love them, that sort of a thing. Because if that Monday of Memorial Day weekend had gone even a little bit differently, there was one miscommunication that happened that led to the events that saved her life. So, again, don't take things for granted. Now, this episode is going up in place of the Tron Ares movie spotlight that I had scheduled for this release slot. That episode's going to go up on Monday instead. That buys me a little more time. Moving forward for a bit, instead of the usual 2 episodes a week on Monday Fridays, it's only going to be single episode per week on Mondays. These will include movie spotlights, television spotlights, just while I figure out the recording schedule for the monthly comic spotlight and other comic-centric episodes. Those will still continue. It's just things have been very crazy for the last 2 weeks for me. If you do need more to listen to and one episode a week is not enough, please remember there are over 2,450 episodes of the Comic Book Page podcast, all of which are available on the episode archive page of the comicbookpage.com website. So you've got plenty to listen to tide you over until I can get things back on a regular schedule. I appreciate the understanding. I thank you all for being part of the community. I appreciate the support I've gotten from the members of the community I've already told about this. And again, my sister and I are going to be focusing on our mother's health. And again, we're very happy and very lucky she is alive. And that's thanks to the wonderful treatment she's gotten in the emergency room, in the operating room, from the nurses, the patient care technicians, and other boots on the ground, hands-on people at the hospital she's at. And I'm very thankful I'm able to make an announcement of just, hey, we're slowing down the release schedule. Again, it's not stopping. I've already got about a dozen episodes. I just need to edit. Now, granted, some of them may get a lighter edit than they otherwise would have, but there'll still be content every week. And I'll try to, again, get the comic episodes back on track. The next one up to record with James is the monthly comic spotlight. I'm as ready as I'm going to be for that. I've already done the reading for the next Warlord spotlight. We've got plans for another ongoing long-haul sort of format for something more recent that's neither Marvel nor DC that should be fun to get into. I need to get certain things under control and get Mom into a status quo. If you have any questions, reach out on Slack. I have had to put the forum into a maintenance mode. There have been numerous DDoS attacks on the forum. I don't have time to deal with that right now. So again, if you have questions, either Slack or email. And again, I appreciate your understanding. Thanks. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you liked this episode, please spread the word about the Comic Book Page podcast by telling your friends and posting a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And please, join our Slack community and let us know what you thought of this episode. I do this podcast because I enjoy talking about comics. So let's talk about comics. The show notes, forum, and instructions for how to join our Slack channel can be found at www.comicbookpage.com. The opinions of the co-hosts and guests are their own. The Comic Book Page podcast is copyright John Mayo. And thanks again for listening.